Thank you. Paul Desmond from his 1965 LP Glad to Be Unhappy. The tunes we heard were first Glad to Be Unhappy, Poor Butterfly, A Stranger in Town, and A Taste of Honey. That's from that 6-CD Complete RCA Albums collection of the RCA recordings of Paul Desmond. Well, you're listening to Night Train on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now, Joe Chambers.
Thank you.
Gretchen Parlato singing, Taylor Eigsti piano, Derek Hodge bass, Kendrick Scott drums, Dana Stevens, tenor saxophone, Alan Hampton on guitar, and Robert Glasper on the Fender Rhodes. It's an old Bleak Sound record she brought out in 2011. The tune we heard was Holding Back the Years. Just before that, Joe Chambers, the drummer, has a CD came out in 2010 on the Savant Records label. It's called Horace to Max, and of course that refers to the composers. The tune we heard, Asiatic Reyes, R-A-E-S. He was backed by Eric Alexander on the tenor saxophone, Xavier Davis, piano, Steve Berrios, drums, Nicole Gilland on the background vocal there, Helen Sung, and Richie Good. That's Joe Chambers, Savant Record, Horace to Max. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Now the third of our three featured CDs, this from pianist Craig Taburn. It's called Avenging Angels. It's on the ECM Records label. It's consists of tunes all written by Craig Taburn and played solo. Craig Taborn, solo piano. All the tunes are his. And we heard The Broad Day King, Grassolalia, Diamond Turning Dream, the title tune, Avenging Angel, and This Voice Says So. It's on the ECM Records label, Craig Taborn, Avenging Angel. Well, once again, we've exhausted our 2 hours for Night Train for another week. Hope you enjoyed the show and you come back next Tuesday from 8 to 10 for more Night Train. You can also catch this show early on a Saturday morning from 4 to 6 in a reprise. Going to go out tonight with the saxophonist Johnny Hodges. He was a leader on this. With him were Leon Thomas and Oliver Nelson. And most of this big band consists of musicians who are also part of the Duke Ellington organization. The LP was called Three Shades of Blue. Came out in 1970 on the Flying Dutchman label. We're going to hear Creole Love Call. Stay tuned now for DeJama Garnier and his passport to modern jazz. Till next week, this is John Green. Take care.